This is West Virginia Morning. I'm Liz McCormick. Five additional counties have been declared federal disaster areas after severe flooding last week damaged or destroyed thousands of homes and businesses in the state. Yesterday, Clay, Roane, Summers, Fayette, and Monroe counties were granted the designation, joining Greenbrier, Kanawha, and Nicholas. Those three counties were given the declaration less than 24 hours after Governor Earl Ray Tomlin made the request. Director of the State Department of Homeland Security and Emergency Management, Jimmy Jeanette, says the quickness of the declaration is unprecedented.
I'd have to go back and look, but I think probably if you look across the country, this is the fastest a declaration has ever been made. We made the request last night for the additional counties that we had information on, and by today we had that declaration in hand. So we commend FEMA and the White House for the way they turned this around. With the support of our congressional delegation, I think this is unprecedented anywhere in the country to see how quick this happened.
Governor Tomlin says he's also asked for a disaster declaration for Webster and Pocahontas counties and should hear about them soon. FEMA, the Federal Emergency Management Agency, has already given out more than $300,000 in grants to homeowners for cleanup and repairs. The agency will now be working to register people in the newly declared counties. 44 counties are still under a state of emergency, but Tomlin says he will begin to reduce the number later today so the state can better concentrate resources in the hardest hit areas. Here's a question we know many of you are asking. What role did climate change play in the recent floods? Climate scientists say we can expect more intense rainstorms like the ones that struck the state last week, but Jessica Moore says not so fast. Moore is a senior geologist with the West Virginia Geological and Economic Survey. On the Front Porch podcast, Moore told Rick Wilson and Scott Finn that extreme rainfall events are not so uncommon in our history.
First thing that I would look at after an event such as this is it abnormal? Is it more extreme than anything we've observed before? While this event is extreme and it is extremely catastrophic, it is not necessarily abnormal in West Virginia's history. And this is due in part to the very nature of our state. The hills and hollows help to shape weather patterns as they cross the land. The largest event on record occurred on July 18, 1889. Rockport, a town just south of Parkersburg, experienced 19 inches of rain in 2 hours and 10 minutes. And it's known most commonly as the Johnstown flood.
That still wouldn't make what happened last week normal, I would say, in the sense of most of us use the word normal.
Normal to humans and normal to a floodplain are two different things.
I've seen a lot of things that say, in general, climate change is expected to increase the intensity of storms. Therefore, it could lead to more storms like this.
I think it'll take time to go through the data and see exactly where this falls within the envelope. What I'm saying is that it is within the envelope. Say we analyze the data and we say this is a 100-year storm. You would not expect another one of these to occur, you know, every 10 years. And if we start to see that, then we really are going to have to examine the possibility that there is something beyond natural forces. But what I'm saying is that you can look at the documented history and you see that these events do occur and they occur with some regularity.
Well, I can understand how a one-time event, you don't want to necessarily jump the gun. You can't attribute an unusual event to climate change. But if there's a pattern, from what I've seen, both the data, there's been an increase in extreme precipitation, and that's also something that people project from NOAA that we're going to see probably more and more of.
What I will say is that when I look at this event in context, where it hit, I think that there is an explanation that may be more homegrown than we're seeing something that is abnormal. And when you look at during this storm where you had reports of extreme weather. You had flash flooding around Richwood, and you had extreme precipitation in White Sulphur Springs. There's about 30 miles difference between those two locations, and the topography could not be more different. To the north, we're calling it the birthplace of rivers. To the south, you have the Greenbrier Valley, and thanks to erosion of the Greenbrier limestone, it is a very wide, broad valley. So you have this storm that half of it is trying to climb the mountain And in order for a storm to climb a mountain, it has to release precipitation. And this is why you see the flash flooding there. Meanwhile, the other half of this storm is kind of business as usual coming down the valley. And this location also has an extensive network of caves. So not only do you have surface water, you have subsurface water, all flowing to the same location at the same time. And I think you have to consider that unique morphology when looking at this storm in context.
That was Jessica Moore, a senior geologist with the West Virginia Geological and Economic Survey. Hear more on the Front Porch Podcast. Find it on our website, wvpublic.org. West Virginia Morning is a production of West Virginia Public Broadcasting, which is solely responsible for its content. You can keep up with the latest West Virginia news throughout the day on our website, wvpublic.org. Support for our news bureaus comes from West Virginia University, Concord University, Marshall University, and Shepherd University. Our producer is Ashton Mara. Our director is Teresa Wills. I'm Liz McCormick.